A new approach to free your spirit permanently. According to Google, this is a big issue for people. And it is rightly so. Living with the spirit languishing, living with the spirit playing possum is no way to live. And yet, to one degree or another, each of us has this issue. I have gotten through this issue. And my spirit is alive and well. And I am committed to teach it to you, so you can have what I have, without getting to be my age. In one of my other articles, was it yesterday? I write about my big weakness. I have a difficulty of putting things in order. To say what is first, and what is next. So in a conversation with William, who I hope will be my partner to help you train yourself through the phases to become innocent and powerful again, I needed to set what is the first thing to do. I went out on a limb and I said, the first step is to become innocent again. Innocent? Yeah. Not as in not guilty. But truly innocent. What is the opposite of innocent is tarnished, weighed down, having lost your spark. Knowing. And if you look, every single human on the planet has lost their spark. You see it best when you compare them, or yourself, with how you used to be as a child. Spark is the spirit shining through the eyes of the child. The spirit puts the spring in their steps, the joy that is in the smile. No, look at your smile. It has no joy. It is just the muscles moving your mouth wide. And even if you make your eyes squint to make it look real, the spark isn't there. I watched the preview of a documentary about a musical from about 41 years ago, where Stephen Sondheim and his partner recruited kids for the musical, Merrily We Roll Along. The spark in the kids was tremendous. Their joy obvious. Then some decades later, the musical was rediscovered and casted adults in children's roles. No more joy. So when I say the first step is to restore innocence for you is to remove all the layers that have been covering that joy, covering that spark. Each of those layers have, at its root, the notion wrong/right. The more wrongs and the more rights you piled up on yourself, the less shine, the less spark you have. When, occasionally, some of those wrong/rights lifts, you come to me and you beam. I see it on Bonnie most, whose mood goes from subdued and dutiful to beaming and back. Some of those wrong/rights are rules you set up for yourself. The way to win in life is to be liked by everyone, for example. So you see, being taken back as far as possible towards innocence will be a condition for growth. You cannot grow from where you are, on the top of the wrong/rights galore. It is like trying to raise a skyscraper on a playground, on the top of what is already there. Impossible. The conscious process of going back to innocence takes a long, long time. It took me from 1985 till 2016. But it had phases. The first milestone was day 3. The second milestone was year 2 around. And in between I played full out. I know human nature, you want what you want fast. In this regard I was different. I had experienced instant, and I didn't like it. And I actually hated it. I enjoy process. And I stayed in it, I didn't have any better things to do. Because without the process life was dreary. One more thing about instant, if you think that when I turn on a capacity for you you'll see something, and you'll be changed, then you are sorely mistaken. The only two DNA adjustments things people instantly noticed were the predatory gene adjustment, where source adjusts your predatory genes so you are more amenable, more harmonious to life. The ideal number is 3. And the other was the permission gene. When the permission gene was first turned on, people had an immediate shot of joy. Now why? Because the permission or the lack of it seems to have come from others. Which is not always true. Most people feel restricted, walled in, oppressed by others. And when the permission gene was turned on, they suddenly felt that they could move. But sadly the effects wore off in about a week. And it was back to business as usual. Because if you are carrying a 50-pound, 25-kilograms, backpack, and I let you take it off for a week, you are happy. You remember how heavy it was. But after a week, you put it back on. Because it is full of stuff you say you need, you say is right and wrong. So the back to innocence phase needs to remove as many layers as you are willing to let go. The process needs an existential move, allowing. Allow the wrong stuff. And when you allow the wrong stuff, you can stop obsessively compensating for it. It's better if you can see that the compensation was the wrong of the next layer. Heavier than the first. Better but not mandatory. Here is an example. You were started to be ignored as a child, when your sibling was born. You wanted the attention. You were chasing it, forcing it. That is the compensation, the forcing, and it is now the next bigger issue. Another example, it is Halloween and your father bought a ton of candy for trick-and-treaters. Your favorite, Tootsie Rolls is there, So you reach for it. Your father yells, "It is not for you." You decide that he doesn't love you. You start eating candy because suddenly candy means love. Now you are 300 pounds. And still no love. The compensation is a bigger problem than the original one. Here is a third example. You have asthma that is triggered and can kill you if you run around with the boys. So your mama holds you back and you feel left out. Not belonging. Not being good enough. Now the compensation, you decide to act as if you were superior to play. Superior to everything. And now you are 46 years old, and have never given yourself to anything, because of that compensation. Horrible, isn't it? Now, the challenge is to remove the wrong and also to remove the right from that layer. What is the problem? The problem is that your whole identity is vested in the thing being wrong and what you did being right. I have had the bad fortune of watching many people not willing to change their minds about that first layer. Ever. I was in trainings with them. And coached hundreds to no avail. And I attempted to train them. To no avail. About 1% of all humans is able and willing to look at the original wrong and see that it was not wrong. It was what it was. And how many have done that? 1% of 1%. That was my second milestone back in 1987. I managed to look at the wrong from the side. And I saw that looking from there, from the side, it was actually funny. Funny like the cream pie throwing movies of Laurel and Hardy. Funny to watch. And I saw that if it was horrible and wrong from behind my eyeball's vantage point, and funny from the side view vantage point, then it was neither. And that removed the original wrong. The subsequent layers had their own wrong, but they were easier to remove. I had altogether 20 layers. Most people have 3. Most people's life was simpler than mine. So in the first series of this program we'll address the innocence issue. No matter which layer you'll be working on, the first or the last, the program will work on what you work on. The biggest challenge, people say, is to get out of behind their eyeballs and not take themselves with the move. Interestingly, that is a DNA capacity that I'll embed in the workshop. So it will be open for you, so you can move only your eyes, but leave the self in the incident. Can I pull this off? We shall see, won't we? Source says, I can. And then the recording of the meditation can be used as many times as needed to make sure you have the opportunity to remove all the wrongs and all the rights that have robbed you of your innocence. It will take some experimenting to come up with a format that works on everyone. The first session is on Friday, this week, at 2 p.m. EDT. It will be replacing the intention training and practice. So Fridays and Mondays. The Sunday 11 a.m. session will remain an intention training plus conversation. Priceless. Source says that it's easier to let go when you have the intention to let go. So people who can activate intention will let go faster and more fully. This is why the intention training is included in the price of the program. Start your growth with step 1. I am of the mind to promise a prize, $100, to the first person who breaks through, sees that in fact what happened in the original incident isn't and wasn't wrong.